Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
We are deep in the trenches with our big men with our Football by Numbers series, as we are on number 61 today, and we have some great NFL players that we're going to talk about and give you a top 10 greatest 61s ever in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we are podcasting from America's North Shore, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So in taking the snap from the sportshistorynetwork.com and handing off to pigskindispatch.com, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen. And today we have a bonus edition of our Football by Numbers series. We are going to jersey number 61. We understand we probably skipped a few numbers here, but we have some conflicts with some folks that we're going to be touching base with that are going to be doing some interviews and guest appearing with us. So we want to make sure those all line up. So we will come back and catch up those numbers we may have missed. But today's episode is on jersey number 61. And there are some great players here with jersey number 61. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is usually where we start. And they tell us there are two enshrined players that wore jersey number 61 in the NFL that are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. And they are Curly Culp and Bill George. Let's first talk about Curly Culp. He's an interesting character. He played defensive tackle, nose tackle, and guard. And he came into the league in 1968 with Kansas City and played all the way until 1981 with the Detroit Lions. And he had Houston Oilers mixed in there in the 70s, along with Kansas City. So, you know, played on a few different teams here. And, you know, 7 years with Houston, 7 years with Kansas City, two with Detroit. And he has some really interesting plays that he has been a part of. And, you know, we don't have a whole lot of statistics from that era because, you know, there wasn't a whole lot available. So we don't have his tackles and tackles for loss and sacks and things like that. But he did play in 179 games, and he started 156 of those. He is in the Hall of Fame, like we said. He's a six-time Pro Bowler, a one-time All-Pro, an AFL championship, and a Super Bowl championship, both with Kansas City. Some great numbers there, a great player. And he is going to be the first one that we are going to put on our list today because he is just that special. And Bill George is our second player we're going to talk about. He's the other Hall of Famer. And he has eight Pro Bowls to his credit, eight times as an All-Pro, NFL championship, and a Hall of Fame all 1950s team. He came in with the Chicago Bears, played his entire season except for 1 year, but came in with the Chicago 1952 and went all the way to 1965 with the Bears, and then played with the LA Rams in 1966. And, you know, another one, he was a linebacker, guard, middle guard, defensive tackle. Doesn't have a whole lot of numbers to talk about, but he did have 18 interceptions during his career, 144 yards returned off of those, no touchdowns. And he wore that jersey for 13 seasons, the jersey number 61. Culp wore it for 7 seasons. And that's why Bill George is going to be our second player on our list of top 10 greatest number 61s. Now I'd like to talk to about Bill DeMarco. He is another interesting character to talk about. He was a center and a guard. He came in with the St. Louis Cardinals 1961 all the way to 1969, then played 2 years with Miami 70-71, Cleveland Browns 72 through 74, and then with the Rams in 1975. 9 years with the Cards and 3 with the Browns, 2 with Miami, 1 with the Rams. And, you know, he wore that number 61 for quite a few seasons, six seasons altogether. And, you know, he has three Pro Bowls to his name and two All Pros to his credit. And we are going to put him on standby. We'll come back and talk about him in a little bit. Nate Newton's another guard and tackle combination, famous Dallas Cowboy. Came in 1986 with the Cowboys, played with them all the way to 1998, and one final year with the Carolina Panthers. And again, offensive linemen don't have a whole lot of stats, but he did have six Pro Bowls, two times as an All-Pro, three Super Bowl championships, and wore that number 61 for 12 seasons with the Cowboys. And Nate is another one. I think we're going to end up putting him on our list right away here, sooner than later, because he was just that good, part of that really powerful offensive line of the Dallas Cowboys. And I think he deserves to get on that list early here and often. And, you know, we're going to talk about some other guys here, too. The next one we'll talk about is Jesse Jesse Sapolu. I'm sorry about that, Jesse. I messed your name up there. But Jesse wore 61 his whole entire career. Came in with the San Francisco 49ers in 1983. Played with them all the way to 1997 when he retired. Did miss one season because of an injured foot in 1985. But, you know, another center guard, two Pro Bowls, four times a Super Bowl champion. I think we're going to put him on. He had 182 games, started 154 of those. I think we're going to put Jesse on standby, too. A good player, but not sure that he's going to go into this right away. Bob Talamini. He was another guard. He played for the Houston Oilers 1960 to 1967 and 1 year with the Jets. So all of his career was in the AFL, on AFL teams. 126 games played, started 113 of them. Six Pro Bowls, three times as an All-Pro. Three AFL championships, one time as a Super Bowl champion. You know, and that was with the Jets in 68's team. Wore 61 his entire career, which adds up to, you know, nine seasons. And I think Bob is going to be another one we're going to put right on the old list right away here, because he's got that great of numbers here. And Robbie Tobeck is another one I want to tell you about. And Robbie is a player that wore 61 his whole career. He made it to one Pro Bowl, came in with the Atlanta Falcons in 1994, stayed with them until 1999, then was a Seattle Seahawk for 7 years after that, retiring after the 2006 season. And, you know, one Pro Bowl for him, 176 games. He did have two receptions, which is kind of odd for a center guard, and he did score a touchdown off of one of those receptions. So they must have had a trick gadget play where he was like a tight end or something, clarified his number to the official before the play started, and got a score about, so good for him. I'm not sure he's going to make the list, but we'll keep him in mind. Let's see, Rich Saul is another one we want to take a peek at. You know, wore that 61 for 12 seasons, so that makes him a very interesting candidate for our endeavor here. He's a center, guard, and tackle, played all the offensive line positions for the LA Rams 1970 all the way to 1981. Most of the time was a center. He had 176 games and started 106 of them. Made it to six Pro Bowls. That's pretty impressive with this cast of characters when you make the six Pro Bowls. And I think we're going to put Jesse Saul on there also. So he's our fifth spot we're going to take up in here. And let's see. We're going to talk about a couple more. Tim Grunnard. And, you know, let's see what Tim's statistics are telling us. You know, he was another offensive lineman, played center with the Kansas City Chiefs. 1990, came in the league, stayed with them through the 2000 season, was their center, 169 games, started 164 of them, so only missed five games as a start, made one Pro Bowl. But we're not sure that Tim Grunnard is going to make it. We'll keep an eye on him. Maybe we'll come back to him later. But Nick Hardwick is another one we want to talk about. Nick, he wore that jersey for 11 seasons also, just like Grunnard had. And he was a San Diego Charger from 2004 all the way to 2014. So all 11 seasons, we're in 61 with them. 136 games started. So very solid. One Pro Bowl, but started all those games and never missed a game from his rookie season. Never missed a start anyway. And that's pretty impressive for a center. But like we said, I'm not sure that he's going to make it into our list either. We got a couple more here we want to go over. Let's see. Robert Pratt is one that's an interesting one to look at. And Robert was another offensive lineman that played guard. And he came with Baltimore Colts in 1974, stayed with them to 1981, then played 4 years with the Seahawks, 82 through 85. And wore 61 his entire career again. 170 games, started 151 of them. No Pro Bowls, no All Pros. So probably a couple strikes against him from going very far in this. Similar numbers for Lance Smith, who came with the St. Louis Cardinals in 1985 through 87, and then went to the Phoenix, stayed as a Cardinal all the way to 93, and it was a New York Giant 94, 95, 96. And he also has no Pro Bowls or All Pro seasons. Started 165 games of 182 that he played in and was dressed for anyway. But I think he might be on the outside looking in also. Tim Ruddy is another one we want to see here. And Tim wore the jersey for 10 seasons, and we'll take a look at his stats here. Mr. Ruddy came in with the Miami Dolphins in 1994 as a center and stayed there to the year 2003, so he was Dan Marino's center for much of his career. 140 games started of 156 that he dressed for. One Pro Bowl. That's, gives him a little bit of a leg up, but I'm not sure that he is going to make it. But Rodney Hudson, another one, an offensive lineman, played multiple positions, had 127 starts and 143 games played. Kansas City Chiefs, his first four seasons, 2011 through 2015, and he has played for Oakland another six seasons after that, and now Las Vegas, even as early as last year. So he is still going strong and has three Pro Bowls to his credit so far, and wore 61 his entire career. So that makes some interesting facets to his game. So we'll keep an eye on Mr. Hudson here. And let's see, Roy Foster, another one we want to take a peek at. And Roy wore jersey for nine seasons. Roy was a guard and tackle that came in with the Miami Dolphins in 1982, stayed there till 1990, and then three final years with the San Francisco 49ers. And he has two Pro Bowls to his credit. And, 61 for nine seasons with the Dolphins. That makes him a little bit of a leg up here. And, Tony Mayberry is another one, played center for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers his entire career, wore 61, 1990 to 1999. He made it to three Pro Bowls, and that makes him a very appealing candidate to take a look here when we go into our deliberations. And I think we'll look at maybe one more here. Jim Cooper is who I have in mind. And Jim was another NFL player that played on that offensive line, tackle, center, and guard, all three positions. 99 starts in 133 games. Dallas Cowboys from 1977 through 1986, and had a Super Bowl championship. No All Pros, no Pro Bowls for him. And maybe one more. Sam Adams. Sam Adams was a number 61 in the NFL. Another offensive lineman, guard and tackle. No Pro Bowls, no All Pros, but played with the New England Patriots 1972 to 1980, and in the final year, 1981, with the New Orleans Saints. 121 starts in 135 games. So let's review here. We've got five spots filled up, and that's Curly Culp, Bill George, our Hall of Famers, Nate Newton, Jesse Sapolo, Bob Tolomini. I'm sorry, Jesse Sapolo is not on here. Bob Tolomini, Rich Saul, but I'm going to put Jesse Sapolo on there, and Bob DeMarco. So that takes us up to seven. And I think maybe our last three, we'll go with Tony Mayberry, who we just talked about, Roy Foster, and Rodney Hudson. So Culp, George, DeMarco, Newton, Sapolo, Tolomini, Saul, Hudson, Foster, Mayberry. That's your top 10 greatest number 61s in NFL history. We are so glad that you joined us here for another exciting adventure here and going into the greatest players to wear jersey numbers in our Football by Numbers series on Pigskin Daily History Dispatch. We hope you'll join us next time, and don't worry, we will catch up with somebody. We know you're probably saying, hey, you know, where's 58, 59, 60? Don't worry, we're going to come back and get some of those for you. A little bit out of order, but like I said, we want to make sure we have guests in the right place and we can make our connections with them to have a great podcast broadcast for you and have it as entertaining as we can and have the knowledge of our experts as they talk about the jersey numbers that they love and love to study and tell us about with their great knowledge. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.